Yeah, great topic would be Gerard Butler being an absolute fucking waste of manliness and being a perfect projector of what manly imagery should be, and not monopolizing on that fact by his excessive drug use, his lack of self-discipline and control. And he went from being the greatest, manliest symbol to being a fucking washed-up loser in a matter of 10 years. And that's a sad thing. That's absolutely the saddest thing in the world. And he could have had the potential of being something great, but he didn't, and he fucked it up. So just highlight his past, his present, and possibly his future, and then go from there and determine whether or not he has even a future at all. And how sad it is how he had an opportunity and he fucked it up. I mean, this is a man who has... He was 300. He was King Leonidas, and he did a brilliant job. It was a fucking phenomenal movie. And then afterwards, what did he do? He did some pussy bullshit movie with Jennifer Aniston, some faggoty movie. And plus, he did that movie with that English actor, that English director, whatever the fuck his name is. Rock and Roller. Yeah, he did that movie, Rock and Roller, and that was a pretty good movie. So highlight how he had a great bump, and he also did a manly role when he was in that. Just highlight his career and highlight his fuck ups. Hey, don't get me wrong. I mean, I'm rooting for the guy. I want him to succeed. I want him to make great movies. You know, because I see him as amazing potential. It's like Tom Sizemore. It's another one who had phenomenal potential. He fucked it all up. Within a very short period of time, he was working with the biggest fucking names in Hollywood. And then he fucked that up, all because of drug use. And he got Heidi Fleiss. You know he was fucking her because she got prostitutes, so he could fuck his prostitutes. He was basically, you know, using it just to take advantage of the situation. Was it because Heidi Fleiss was fucking hot? Who wants to fuck that? Are you serious? But it's like he's had these opportunities. And Gerard Butler, just like Tom Sizemore, just had these fucking amazing opportunities, global opportunities to become the biggest fucking thing known in history, in film, at least for a fucking year or two. You know, 300 was a big movie for this guy. It was a huge movie. And listen, he was in Tomb Raider with that fucking, what's that woman's name? That, you know, whatever the fuck her name is. The one in Tomb Raider a long time ago, the first one, Angelina something. He was in the original one, the first one. So he got some notoriety there. Plus, also, you know who was also in Tomb Raider? It was Craig, Daniel Craig, fucking 007. So that film, both of them, even though they were bullshit Tomb Raider, it still was a launching pad for this fucking guy. You should have seen him when he was in that film. He was fucking tight, lean, great fucking physique, you know, super healthy. 300, he was great too. He was so fucking nice and fit. And then, you know, just everything fell apart. You know, he got too comfortable too quick. He should have made at least 10 big fucking movies before he just relaxed and said, all right, I'm just going to become a fat bitch and eat fucking pork chop sandwiches and smoke crack all day on fucking on Ritalin. You know, this is the kind of shit you do after you've had it all. You can't rest until you've worked hard. You can't fucking play hard if you haven't worked hard. You made one fucking big movie, and then you decide you're going to make some fucking pussy movies right afterwards, some girly fucking pussy shit movies. What the fuck is wrong with you? That's like Richard Pryor. If finally he became successful and he was making millions of dollars, he decides, you know what, I want to be a carpenter. What the fuck are you thinking? You finally made success a reality. And what do you fucking decide to do? You decide to do the complete opposite, like a fucking idiot that you are. Meanwhile, there were other fucking films out there that had manly roles that you could have been in. And you know what? Maybe you didn't see roles that were right for you, but you should have gone out and tried to create roles for you, you know, make the effort. You're the big man in Hollywood. You were just in 300. I'm sure you could have scrounged up some great directors and writers and said, listen, let's work on a fucking project. Get a writing team together. You're working with Zack Snyder. You're telling me he has all the connections in the world. You can't ask him, listen, I want to make a fucking movie. What do I have to do? No, you decide you're going to make a fucking movie where you're playing a fucking idiot, little fucking dummy, going out with Jennifer Aniston, just so you can fuck her. You made that movie just so you can fuck her in the ass. Meanwhile, you didn't have to fuck her in the ass to make that movie. Anybody could have fucked her. She was fucking all of Hollywood. So you played yourself. But you still have an opportunity. If you lost like 50, 60, 80 pounds, you can come back, but it's going to be tough. Not for Tom Sizemore. His life is over. But as far as Gerard Butler, he still has an opportunity. He still has an opportunity because he hasn't fallen apart completely, and he hasn't given himself completely to food and bitches and drugs. But, you know, get your shit together. Seriously. I mean, come on. You're in Hollywood. What the fuck are you doing? Make some big moves. That's why I love fucking Keanu Reeves. This is a guy who put his career in his own hand. He said, fuck this shit. I'm going to run shit from now. I'm going to do what I want to fucking do. The guy's fucking doing Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure Part 3. Who the fuck ever thought? This is John Wick. He doesn't need to fucking do that movie. But he's doing it. You know why? Because he just keeps making great fucking movies. He got lucky with fucking the Matrix. I mean, he won the lotto with that shit. But he was successful before that. He had a movie Speed. Speed was a fucking amazing movie. Amazing fucking movie. Whether it was written for him or not, who gives a fuck? He was awesome in it. And he was also in John Wick, of course. He's been in a lot of fucking great movies. And even before that, even when he was before an action hero, he was Until Death Do Us Part, I think that's the name of it, with Kevin Kline and Tracy Ullman. Fucking brilliant movie. River Phoenix was in it. A whole bunch of fucking great people were in it. Excellent fucking movie. And he was in it. Of course, he was in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. You can say whatever the fuck you want. That was a big movie. It was a great movie. Because it was huge. It was big. Everybody watched it. Because it was a fun fucking movie. It came out right in the perfect time. So this guy knows what success is. Because he knows how to fucking pick films. He's made some shitty flops. Yeah, of course. He's made some shitty films. But when you average out the good to the bad, he always comes out with great fucking films. Because he's hard work. And he's been in this business. He makes it serious. But Gerard Butler, what a fucking embarrassment. This guy's like a tourist. Oh, I made a movie. Oh, good. Well, let me go off and do my gardening, you stupid fuck. After 300, you should have been making movies left and right and all fucking top of the line, top of the directors. You think Leonardo DiCaprio is who he is because he just got lucky? No, this fucking guy, oh, yeah, I mean, he's part of his luck, but he's working hard. After Titanic, you just, fuck it. I'm just going to keep movies, you know, shitty movies coming one at a time, like the Man in the Iron Mask. Give me that piece of shit. Let's work with that. No, but he decided, wait a minute, I gotta get serious. I wanna work with great directors. Who did he get with? Martin Scorsese. How the fuck can you beat that? So get your shit together, Gerard fucking Butler.